Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Services includes everything from accountants to painters and from waiters to coders. It is the single biggest component of the Irish economy, and if it moves up or down, the Irish economy moves up and down with it. The latest benchmark of the health of the services sector is out, and the AIB PMIs show a sector that is in robust health, although a smidgen softer than the previous month. While most subsectors expanded, transport and tourism contracted here in July. And David McNamara is the chief economist with AIB and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Joe.
Hope you had a nice long weekend.
Very nice.
The solid services sector. Does that make sense?
It does, and it's a continuation of a trend that we've seen over a long period of time. The Irish services sector continuing to grow at a solid pace. The index came in at 53.6 in July, slightly down from 54.2, but broadly...
Anything over 50 is expansion.
So good, solid growth ahead of the Eurozone, ahead of the UK, a little bit below the US, although there are fears about the US economy, as you mentioned.
We'll come to that.
So a couple of headlines in the services survey. Both business activity and new business rising still very strongly. Employment growth accelerated on the month. Unfortunately, the inflation story is still there. So respondents are still talking about input costs being higher. And specifically, they're talking about wages, they're talking about fuel costs, and they're talking about transport costs. So that's been a consistent theme in our survey over many months. Inflation is still a factor. And then you mentioned some of the subsectors which we cover in the survey. Three of the four are in growth mode, but the transport, tourism and leisure sector contracting for a second consecutive month.
Now, talk to me about business services. That includes a lot. That's a very broad sector, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely. Give us some examples of what's in the business sector, but it is expanding.
Business services, one of the obviously most important sector. It can include anything from consultancies to legal professionals to engineering firms.
Architects,
a broad sweep of those types of services sectors, which feed into other sectors like manufacturing or construction or agriculture. Mm-hmm. So an incredibly important sector. That's one of the strongest performers in the survey and has been over many months, financial services being the strongest growing sector.
Okay, now, and they're expanding, which means they're hiring more or that the income that they're earning is rising?
Generally, if the sector is expanding, typically we'll see in our survey that they're hiring more people. And then on the other side of it, the transport, tourism and leisure sector contracting their workforce for a second consecutive
month.
And
is that because of the bad weather in the tourism sector or is there something more at play?
Potentially, it could be seasonal factors. We have had a very bad summer. I think the key factor here for this sector, which has been quite weak in our survey over many months, is that you're looking at an economy where consumer demand maybe isn't as strong as it could be because people have seen those cost of living pressures come through. Mm. We're spending more necessities and maybe not as much on the nice-to-have stuff.
The treats,
exactly. And then also the price pressures feed in quite quickly to that sector because it's very labour-intensive. And I mentioned at the start, wage costs are higher. That's a factor. So you're seeing probably a dichotomy between that sector and then other sectors like financial services and business services, which are continuing to perform very well.
Okay, we've spoken about business services, financial services. What's in that? What kind of companies are in there? Banks, obviously, but insurance companies as well?
Insurance companies, funds, all the companies that would be based in the IFSC. So again, a broad sweep of a sector
And again, probably hiring more people and earning. And we definitely know from last week that the banks are earning more money.
Indeed. So that sector is doing very well. It has been the leading performer in our survey over the past few months. So I suppose, like the kind of general trend you're seeing in the Irish economy, growth, broad-based, employment growing, albeit at a slightly slower pace than we saw a couple of years ago, that sector and business services continuing to perform well. Mm. But I suppose the key overarching point for me is that the services sector overall is growing at a strong pace, but it's not firing on all cylinders. So you're seeing little pockets of weakness here and there.
So we got a reading of around 53 last month. What was the average reading that we've seen over the last decade or two?
Over a long period of time, the average is about 55.
Wow.
So we're a little bit below that. So the Irish services sector is a very high growth industry based on our survey. And you've seen it in reality in terms of the growth we've seen in certain sectors. So it's not quite growing at that average pace. But as I said at the start, if you compare us to the Eurozone, the UK, the Eurozone index was below 52, the UK above 52, and the US was at about 56 in July.
So we're a much better place than some of our continental cousins and our friends across the Irish Sea.
Indeed, and we have been over a long period of time.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you about the markets. They gyrated violently yesterday all over the world. What can we read into that?
Look, I think you summed it up quite well at the start in your piece. There's a nervousness, obviously, about the US economy, but I think this really more fundamentally is a market technical story. The markets are at very frothy valuations, and we've seen a strong rally over the past few months, driven in part by the AI boom, sectors and stocks which have been exposed to AI.
And the so-called Magnificent Seven.
And the Magnificent Seven. So valuations are frothy, investors are jittery around potential data that might come through that might suggest that the economy is weakening. We saw that on Friday.
In the US, we're mostly talking about here.
In the US in particular, yeah. but if the US usually leads the global economy. So we had a payrolls number in the US, which was a bit weaker than expected on Friday. That led to fears rising. But you also have, I think, in the background, the context here, central banks now are wondering where to go next. And you mentioned the Fed will expect to cut in September. But I think more importantly for the market story here is that the Bank of Japan actually hiked interest rates at the start of last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's led to an unwinding in one of the kind of key themes in markets over the last couple of years, which is that yen-dollar carry trade. Now, I don't want to get into too much detail this morning.
Yeah.
But investors in Japan borrowing at very cheap rates in yen and then investing in foreign currencies, largely US treasuries. Yen has had a strong run in the last couple of weeks. And then that was turbocharged by the hike in Japanese rates. And obviously the US now starting to go the other way. So that's one of the kind of key themes that unwound very quickly. And what started in Asian markets, that rout in Asian markets yesterday, continued into Europe and into the US. So it's a fundamental story, but these types of days happen from time to time. You know, markets feed on themselves. You see positions being unwound quite quickly, and that feeds into the panic that you see during those types of days. What we've seen overnight is Japanese markets rebound very strongly, I think up 10%, the main market there.
Yeah.
Futures in Europe and the US are higher as well.
So,
but as I said, we're at the late end of the cycle.
Yeah, so it bodes well for today, but the worry is that it would bleed into the real world rather than the less real world of stocks and shares and bonds and all that.
Yeah, and we think about what happened in 2008 and how that fed into the real world. How would it feed into the real world? Well, if you see financial markets tightening, potentially you see credit tightening, and that can feed through to the real economy at a lag. I don't think we're at that point yet. I think what's interesting yesterday is that markets have they've revised their bets on where the Fed will go in terms of interest rate cuts. They're expecting more interest rate cuts now on the back of what happened yesterday. Whether that happens is another story.
Thanks, David. That's David McNamara, the Chief Economist with AIB.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.